The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Routh, CEO of Prospects Energy. PXEN is ticker there. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, and you've really served some news today from Italy, Selva Field Development Update, and we've got some questions from shareholders to go through, so we'll do that. Before we do that, Mark, for people maybe not familiar with Prospects, just give us a brief summary as to what their business is about, please.
Yes, Prospects Energy is an energy company with assets onshore in Europe, in both Italy and in Spain. In Spain, we are generating electricity from a small gas-to-power plant near Carmona, which is near Seville. And in Italy, we're about to get into production in the Po Valley of a field we call Selva.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, so questions. We saw the update on Selva earlier this month. Can you provide us with an overview of developments there, please?
Yes, I can. But firstly, I'd just like to clarify some names for you, because I've had several questions from shareholders. So we have the suspended Poder Mayar 1 well, which was drilled in 2017, which is in the Selva gas field, which sits in the Selva Malvezzi production concession, which is part of the larger Poder Galina license. Lots of names there, but it's caused some confusion when people are talking to me. So that's what it's called. Now, final sign-off by the central ministry in Rome was required after the local authorities, the regional government representatives, and more importantly, the regional fire department had signed their approvals in early November, shortly after our site visit to the well site near Bologna. Now, this final sign-off was required by the central ministry, and that has now been achieved at the end of last week. So when we were there in late October, preparation at the well site at Poder Mayar within the boundary fence was already underway. And when the Prospects team visited, we saw trenches being dug and equipment being the pads being prepared. And we also saw the point at which the 4-inch pipeline will connect to the national grid. This is also the delivery point for the sale of our gas. Now, net annual cash flows from our share of the Selva gas production is expected to be in excess of 8 million euros per year for the first 5 years of the 10-year production profile.
I see. Okay, good. And next question is, construction works at Selva well site and the 4-inch pipeline station is due to commence, like you said there, putting the field on track for first gas in early Q2 2023. So what are the next steps, Mark, here?
Yes, well, the national grid operator, which is called SNAM, which is a government-owned monopoly contract, who owns the national grid, they've already started the work necessary to connect our 4-inch pipeline to the high-pressure gas grid. The operator of our concessions, Po Valley Energy, has contracted the work to build a small gas processing plant at the well site and the civil engineering project to dig the trenches and to lay the pipeline across the local fields to make that connection. We saw that, and it was less than a kilometer away from the well site. The work starts now. In fact, it's today, and it will take around 8 to 10 weeks, but this will not delay first gas, because gas cannot flow until the completion of the 12-month seismic background environmental monitoring process, which actually commenced in February of last year. As part of the approvals process, the recording of the background seismicity is required to reassure local communities that extraction of gas is not causing earthquakes. Now, the Selva gas field has 2P gross reserves of 13.4 BCF. The extraction of gas from a field of that size has never resulted in increased seismicity, but that's the law of the land, and that's what we have to wait for.
Yeah, and next question is, what milestones or conditions must be met to receive the final production concession application?
Yeah, I want to reassure people here because I've had some questions that there are actually no further milestones or conditions. This is really not an issue. It's actually the final step of an extremely tortuous process for Prospex's two subsidiaries to be officially registered as gas producers in Italy from the production concession operated by Po Valley. It actually involved me signing around 20 affidavits. Having met all the required conditions, submitted the paperwork, all that's required is a signature on a piece of paper, and that's not in question.
Yeah. How advanced are the company's discussions with gas off-taker partners?
Well, there are several parties interested in purchasing the gas from Selva at the Snam grid connection delivery point. They are both local and multinational firms. Prospex has decided to enter into a joint marketing agreement with the operator Po Valley to sell our gas in order to maximize the price we receive. Now, the volumes from Selva are small relative to the huge portfolios of most gas marketers, so joint sales is going to result in an optimum outcome for us.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, next question is, there's a new name for the ministry in Italy. Is that significant?
Only that it includes the words energy security. It was previously the Minister of Energy, Ecological Transition. I strongly believe that the inclusion of the words energy security, it's the Ministry of Environment and Energy Security, in the inclusion of those words indicates to me a firm change of direction by the new administration and the Italian government. So I think it's a positive step.
Yeah. Okay. Onto Warrego questions here. You announced a proposed sale to Beach Energy earlier this month. Can you explain how this will affect your 49.9% working interest in El Romeral?
The short answer is not at all. Beach Energy is focused on assets in Western Australia, and it has indicated its wish to divest the portfolio of assets in Spain. Now, in order to maximize the value of those assets, which are held through the Spanish operator Tarba Energía, which is jointly owned with Prospex and Warrego, operations and business development activity remain as business as usual. So really, there really is no change at all. We're going to maximize the value of these assets for both Prospex shareholders, and Warrego is doing the same for Warrego shareholders.
Yeah, well, I suppose you sort of mentioned that, though, to cover this really, but it says, why would Warrego want to dispose of its Spanish assets?
Well, remember, it's potential owner or new owner of Tarba that wishes to divest its assets. It in no way reflects the quality of those assets. It's just the relative scale of the assets in Spain is small, and the investments outside of Australia for some parties are not seen as core to their business.
Yeah. And it says, would Prospex consider increasing its stake and taking full ownership of these assets? And if so, would you need to raise funds to do so this?
Yeah, that's an important question. Prospex would consider any acquisition to grow its portfolio if it made sound business sense. We evaluate opportunities, and we would evaluate any opportunity to take full ownership of Tarba if such a situation were to arise, and we'd make the decision from there. I would not expect to have to raise equity funding for any new business development opportunities, bearing in mind the significant cash flows I mentioned earlier that we expect to be receiving following first-class gas from Selva in Italy early next year.
Okay, and last question here. Can you provide us with an overview of El Romeral and what the next steps are for the field?
Well, actually, next steps are manifold. Further optimizations to the power plant, having already moved to 24/7 operation at the end of last year. We've got infill drilling of three or four wells once permits are granted. Following the successful 2D seismic reprocessing and reinterpretation of the multiple discoveries and prospects on the concessions, that is underway now. We've got Project Helios, the 5 MW solar panel project on land adjacent to the plant. That's now out for tender. Other business development opportunities include the potential to connect our local gas pipeline to the 26-inch gas pipeline operated by Enagás, the local gas grid network operator. Significantly, again, these projects are debt fundable and may even qualify for grants. So the equity portion of funding required is small, and that can actually be met from the cash reserve now building in Tarba from the sale of electricity. That reserve of cash now exceeds 1.5 million euros, and it is building.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, that's the questions, Mark. So if you could, finally, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Prospects Energy to their watch list, please.
Yeah, well, firstly, Prospects is already an income-generating company with our share of the gas to electricity project at El Romeral in Spain. The sale of the field will generate significant cash flow for the company in March, April next year, with a forecast cash flow of more than 8 million euros per year from this asset alone. Prospects is an energy company. It's expanding from natural gas production in the renewable space. Natural gas has been accepted as a transition fuel for Europe to progress to a lower carbon intensive energy supply. It's becoming increasingly recognized that natural gas will be required for many years to come, and Prospects is in the right place at the right time. Thirdly, Prospects is going to grow. We have plans for more wells to come on stream, not only on our El Romeral concession in Spain, but also on the Selva Malvezzi concession in Italy. These activities can be funded from cash flow generated by the assets.
Excellent stuff. Good to chat to you, Mark. And like I said, lots going on. So hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.